Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, Practice Makes Perfect.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard the commandment, you shall love your countrymen but hate your enemy. My command to you is this, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. This will prove that you are sons of your heavenly Father. For his Son rises on the bad and the good. He reigns on the just and the unjust. If you love those who love you, what merit is there in that? Do not tax collectors do as much? And if you greet your brothers only, what is so praiseworthy about that? Do not pagans do as much? In a word, you must be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. In a word, you must be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect. How can this be? We are only mortal beings. We are not divine. How can we be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect? My hope lies in the verb perfected. Some translations read perfect. You must be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. But this translation uses the word perfected, the action of becoming perfect. When something is perfected, an outside force works on it, creates it, causes it to become perfect. Jesus tells us that our commandment to love must include those we have trouble loving, our enemies, our persecutors. By consciously choosing to love our enemies, we are letting ourselves become perfected. It won't happen all at once or even overnight. The ability to love all, to love unconditionally, is not easy. It takes practice. At first, it may not even feel real. It may feel forced, even to some degree kind of fake. But if we try to find some compassion for our enemies, to try to see the world through their eyes, we may be able to start on the way to perfection. Our Father loves all his children, even those who have sinned against him. He sees how sin has hardened their hearts and taken them away from him. He looks on them with love, compassion, mercy. When someone hurts us, we must remember the outside force working on us, God's power working on us, molding us to become in his image and making it possible to forgive those who have hurt us. When I look back on my life, I have a certain fondness for my college days. I was studying music, and while it was grueling, it was also a time in my life without responsibilities. My only real responsibility was to learn about the subject I loved the most. I practiced hard. After an early dinner, about 5, I would pack up my music, head off to a practice room, and there I would stay till around 10 o'clock, playing my pieces and perfecting them. It was a true joy just to sit and play the piano. But as with all life, there was a flip side to practicing and playing all these pieces I loved. It would always happen at the end of each semester. It was called juries. They were our final exams for piano instruction. Each piano major would perform their pieces for a jury of 3 to 4 professors. Your pieces had to be memorized, and you were graded basically against perfection. Your grade was determined by how perfect you played your pieces. Technique, expression, accurate memorization, correct interpretation of composers' styles and markings. When I would tell my music students about this experience, I could always see the amazement in their eyes. Sometimes their jaws would drop trying to imagine being graded against perfection. And yet that is what our Heavenly Father wants for us, to measure our lives against perfection, not to get a good grade or even to be honored, but to approach that feeling of perfection. I still remember those times when the piano piece I played was so close to perfection. The parts all fit together in an exhilarating experience. The beauty, the art of performing the music was beyond words. When we love completely and as close to perfection as we humanly can come, that same fulfilling exaltation can be ours, only for our soul and for our path to eternal life, not for an external reward. That is why our Lord calls us to perfection. He wants us to experience that overwhelming joy that comes with loving so completely and deeply as our Father loves us. Something that beautiful won't come easy, but with prayer and practice, it is not out of our reach.